all of my dear followers, subscribers, listeners, fans all around the world. This is Amin Parker, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast. Now, this voice recording, some of you might disagree with the message. Maybe most of you will disagree with this message. However, I'm only speaking from experience. I truly believe that in this world, we don't have any friends. Now, I said this many times in the past. The only friends that we have is Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and our very close family members. Now, also keep in mind, some family members doesn't cause us good. They bring bad upon us. So not all family members are good people. Not all family members we can call our friend and loved one. But some family members, we could definitely say that they have our back. So we can call them our friend and our family member combined. But outside of family, I don't think, remember now, keyword is think. I don't think we have any friends in this world. Some people are only with us for a season. Okay? Some people who are not related to us are only with us for a season. Some of those people are more acquaintances than friends. Some of those people are just coworkers. They may be classmates. But once the job ends and once you graduate from school, those so-called friends will leave you, not respond to your messages, drift away from you. And then that will be it. You won't see them or hear from them anymore. And this is why I believe we don't have any real true friends. On social media, they will not always like your content. When I say that, they won't click the like button. That's what I mean. They will not click on the share button. They won't even reply on your post. This is just more proof that we don't have any real true friends. They don't call you first. They don't text you first. They don't even reply to your message right away. They may take days to respond to your message. They will use excuses. Oh, I was at work. Oh, I was busy. But okay, that's understandable, but how come you're taking days to respond to my message? They may even take a week or even longer than that. And like I said, I don't think we have any friends in this world. Right? Now, just for a simpler conversation and simpler communication, I'm going to drop the word think as the keyword, but that's actually what I mean. All right. So moving forward, I'm just going to say we don't have any friends in this world. Just to simplify the communication here. Friends, that is something that has to be vetted. Okay. You can't just call someone a friend because, you know, you guys have good conversations on the job. Because you guys meet up at some religious institution once a week. You know, I wouldn't really say this person is your friend. I think true friendship, you have to vet this person for a number of years. I would say maybe 8 years or more, really. And some people will disagree because they may think that's too long. But I actually don't think it's too long. A lot of people have been assaulted by their so-called friend. A lot of so-called friends, you know, turn their back on others who are supposed to be their friend. They may set this person up because of jealousy. People do get jealous of their so-called friend, especially if their own life isn't going well. And this doesn't normally happen with family, but sometimes it do, because you should expect the unexpected in this world. I would say that trust is difficult to obtain. There's a Japanese phrase that I want to say at this point. Ningen wa iyana yatsura da. Because that's what they are. Now let me explain. As you get older, you become picky. As a kid, you really don't care. You like Nintendo games. Little Timmy likes Nintendo games. So, little Timmy has now become your friend. As an adult, a friend is a serious investment. You have a job. You have responsibilities. You come home after work, pretty much exhausted, pondering to just go to sleep and be done with it. At the age of 15, you learn the true nature of humans. They put themselves before anything else. It sounds like a simple idea, but it is more complicated. People will easily betray you. People will spread rumors. People will do anything if they see you as an obstacle that needs to be removed. As you and the people grow older, cynicism comes into play. You learn not to trust people. You learn that strangers will betray you. They will bash you all for a measly dollar. They'll do it for fun. You need someone you can trust, and that's one heck of a requirement. You need someone who, regardless of consequences, or potential profit, or even entertainment, will trust you. And you can trust them to not suddenly poke you in the back. People do it for laughs and giggles all the time. Finding that someone is difficult. It is one of the most difficult adventures of a lifetime. Finding a true friend these days, in this day and time, is nearly impossible. That's why people pretty much give up once they get older. Because you need to invest time and money into friendships. And if the other party senses for one moment something shifty is going on, they will pull out immediately and without any explanation. So at the end of the day, you don't have any friends. And neither do I. All we have is ourselves and Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and our very close, sacred, beloved family members who loves us and show it to us on a regular, not the ones who don't. But that's all I got for now. This is Amin Parker, and thank you for listening. And until the next message, have a nice day.